朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
我们知道2000年教会历史里面，神兴起了许许多多的属灵的伟人。
Through the 2000 years of church history, the Lord has raised up many great men and women of God.
其中有一位，许许多人都认识他，他的名字叫加尔文。
Many of you may have heard of Calvin.
他在瑞士侍奉主，一直重重的被主所使用。
He was richly used by the Lord in Switzerland.
55年不算长的寿命。
He lived to the age of 55, not very long.
再加上他的身体一直不是很健康。
He is also weak physically.
但是我们看见他所讲的道，看见他所写的书，看见他所做的工，我们简直不相信这样一个软弱的人能够做这样多那样大的工作。
But when we read of his accounts, his sermons, the kind of work that he has done, it surprises us that he can accomplish so much.
一个秘诀。
There was a secret.
他说他一生有一个标志。
He said he lived by a motto.
他就把那个标志画出来，成为他的注册商标。
And he used it as his own trademark.
那个商标是什么呢？就是一个手捧着一个火热的心。
His trademark was a pair of hands holding a heart that is aflame.
那个手代表他向上帝的降服和奉献。
The hands signified that he is totally submissive to the Lord.
那个心代表他向神所降服、所奉献的内涵是什么？
And the heart denotes what he is willing to give to the Lord.
因为他知道，只有这样一个火热的心，可以让他度过55年的岁月。
He knew that if his heart is aflame, then he can spend his life with value.
弟兄姊妹，我们要自己问自己。今天我们的教会最大的需要是什么？
Today we have to ask ourselves a similar question. What is the most dire need for the church today?
在经济不景的时候，我们需要经费。
Of course, one can immediately respond in this economic recession times. We need funds.
有人说我们今天教会所需要的是制度，是需要制度化。
And some may say what we need today is a better system for doing things.
有人说今天我们教会需要的是全面的动员。
And some say we need total mobilization of the church members.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们仔细的思想和分析，这些都是我们所需要的。但是有一样是根本需要的，就是求主给我们一个火热的心。
Perhaps we can say these are all correct analyses.But above all, we need a heart that is aflame.
请我们看32节，到底当年他们火热的来源、火热的原因是什么？
Let's turn and pay special attention to verse 32. What was the reason for their hearts being aflame?
他们彼此说，在路上他和我们说话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的吗？
They asked each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?
很明显的，这里给我们看见心里火热的原因是因为耶稣给他们讲解圣经。
So we see the reason why their hearts were burning was because Jesus explained the scriptures to them.
我们讲到心里火热。
When we talk about our hearts burning,
是讲到感性。
We talk about our feelings.
心里要火热，那种热是一种感性的东西。
This is something that deals with our emotions.
但是非常稀奇的，起初这两个门徒他们的火热的心是因为讲解圣经而出来的。讲解圣经是什么呢？是理性。
But then, amazingly, this emotional response.Came from the scriptures being opened to them, which is a rational process.
请注意，刚才我们弟兄翻译，特别在 NIV 的翻译圣经，他不是说讲解明白圣经，是把圣经打开来。那个圣经的打开本身不是感性的，是理性。
Indeed, the English version explained this as opening the scriptures to us. This is indeed a rational process.
原来我再说一遍，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们教会的名字叫做圣经教会。
Allow me to emphasize this again. The name of our church is the Chinese Bible Church.
我们今天在圣经上所下的功夫实在太少。
We do not spend enough effort in the Bible.
我们在圣经上下的功夫实在不够。
The amount of effort we place in studying the Bible is insufficient.
我们需要在圣经的里面有一个很好的理性的一个信仰的基础。
We need to base our faith on the scriptures.
如果我们要了解三十二节
But if we want to understand verse 32
我们一定要回到二十五到二十七节
Then we have to turn back to verses 25 to 27
到底耶稣怎么样跟他们讲解圣经让他们心里面能够产生火热的结果
How did Jesus open the scriptures to them so that their hearts were burning?
二十五节到二十七节对我来说是这一段圣经最重要的三节
In my opinion, verses 25 to 27 are the most important verses in this passage.
非常明显的，在二十五节和二十七节这两节的圣经里面，耶稣提到他的话语，圣经的话语。
Very obviously, in these three verses, Jesus spoke from the scriptures.
二十五节，耶稣是提醒他们整全的来看圣经。
In verse 25, Jesus told them that they have to take the scriptures in its proper context.
请注意耶稣说先知所说的一切的话不是部分的话不是重要的话是所有的话。
Jesus said, believe all that the prophets have spoken. It's not portions of what the prophets have spoken. All.
所以主耶稣在这里提醒我们不可以在解经的时候有以偏概全或者这个断章取义的现象。
So very importantly, when we study the scriptures, it has to be based in context.
然后二十七节，于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指出自己的话，都跟他们解释明白。
And in verse 27, it says, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures.Concerning himself.
前面是整体全整面性的来看。
In the beginning, in verse 25, he spoke of the Bible as a whole.
二十七节是从重点的地方来看。
And in verse 27, he started to emphasize major points.
所以换句话说，二十五节和二十七节就提醒我们，不只是要看树木，也要看树林。我想我们中国人懂这个意思。
So in these three verses, we know that we need to see the woods as well as the individual trees.
很多时候我们读圣经只看见林而没有看见树，有的时候我们只看见树而没有看见林。
Very often we miss one or the other.
所以我们今天在主的面前，主提醒我们，我们对圣经应该有的态度。
So today we are reminded our proper attitude towards the scriptures.
我们礼拜天只听一篇道。
On Sundays, we may hear a sermon.
那是我们只看见林，只看见树木。
In other words, you're only seeing a tree.
我们实在需要有系统的参加团契、分区、逐日学，让我们建立整个灵的那一个系统。
But we need to participate in the area of fellowships in the Bible studies so that we can build up the context and the view of the forest.
有一次我看到一句话我觉得非常的有意思他说我们要明白圣经的秘诀是在圣经的每一页都能够看到耶稣基督。
I once saw a saying which I found to be very useful to me that the key to understanding the Bible is to be able to read Jesus into every page.
所以二十五节还有二十七节看到我们对圣经应该有的两个很重要的平衡的提醒。
So these two portions tells us that we have to have a parallel approach.
但是弟兄姊妹二十六节才是真正这一段圣经的关键。
But then verse 26 gives us the crux of the matter.
25, 27, 这两节是讲到对圣经我们应该被提醒的一概的一个态度。
Verse 25 and verse 27 tells us the attitude that we should hold towards his word.
26节说基督这样受害又进入他的荣耀岂不是应当 的吗？
In verse 26, Jesus said, "Did not the Christ have to suffer these things and then enter His glory?"
因为对当时的这些门徒来讲，对当时的犹太人来说
，for the Jews of that day and the disciples as well,
我们发现那个时候他们对弥赛亚有一个错误的、不合圣经解释的认识。
They have an erroneous concept of what the Messiah is.
弥赛亚是圣经的主题，没有错。
Yes, it is true that the concept of the Messiah is central to the scriptures.
但是他们没有全面性、整体性的从旧约圣经来看弥赛亚观。
But they did not build up their concept of the Messiah from the whole of the Old Testament.
我们看十九节到二十四节，这两个门徒他介绍耶稣的时候，他是怎么介绍？
From verse 19 to 24, we can see how these two disciples introduce Jesus.
那么这个讲起来很滑稽哈，他们向耶稣介绍耶稣。
Perhaps there's some irony here that these two are trying to introduce Jesus to Jesus.
我们也发现耶稣也有一点，实在有人说是一个幽默感哈，他说了半天，他说是什么事呢？好像他不知道一样。
And indeed, from this, some have said and concluded that Jesus has a sense of humor.
弟兄姊妹，我在这里说过。
Brothers and sisters,
神是无所不知的神。
God knows everything.
当一个无所不知的神向人发出问题的时候，不是证明他的不知。
When this all-knowing God asks us a question, it is not to show that he is ignorant.
我们不要以为发问题，那么就一定是表示这个人有问题。
Don't always feel that if someone asks a question that that person does not know.
我们举一个例子哈。
Just give you a very simple example.
我们做爸爸的不是常常跟孩子说过这个话吗？
As a father, don't you always say the following to your children?
这样做到底是什么结果呢？那我想那句话的意思不是说他不知道，他是提醒他的孩子你已经忘记了。
You may often ask them, what will happen if you do this? It's not that you don't know, it's just a reminder for the children to think through the consequences.
所以无所不知的神向人发出问题，不是他不知，是他知道那个人不知。
So the reason why the all-knowing God will ask us questions is to remind us to examine our own knowledge.
所以二十五节，耶稣就叫他们无知的人了。
And that is why Jesus said, "You are foolish."
所以你是无知的，你是没有知识的，你不知道你在讲什么。
You are without knowledge. You do not know what you are talking about.
那他们根本不知道，他们不知道什么。
Of course, they don't even know that they did not understand this.
所以耶稣就让他们说。
That is why Jesus let them speak.
当他们说完了那些介绍耶稣的话以后
，And after they have introduced Jesus,
耶稣告诉他们说：“你们错了。”
Jesus said, "You're wrong."
弟兄姊妹，为什么我们教会里面要有什么个人布道训练？
Brothers and sisters, some may have wondered why do we need training for personal evangelism?
因为今天有很多基督徒以为他知道他在传什么，但是他没有真正传到神要他传的东西。
The reason is because many thought they knew how to share the gospel, but they do not.
所以在这里我们看见耶稣告诉我们很重要的一个原则，这个弥赛亚在旧约所说的，他也是一个受苦的一个弥赛亚。
So Jesus trying to shed light on them that the Messiah from the Old Testament is also one of suffering.
他从旧约从创世纪开始讲。
And he started from the book of Genesis.
我相信他讲到以赛亚书的时候，他特别强调。
I'm sure that when he passed through the book of Isaiah, he would dwell on it at length.
因为在以赛亚四十章以后提到那个受苦的仆人的那些的教训。
Because from chapter 40 onwards, we see a very vivid description of the suffering servant.
对这些犹太人来讲，弥赛亚要受苦，要受死，这是不可思议的事情。
For the Jews, it was a difficult concept that their Messiah has to suffer and die.
所以在这个地方，主耶稣要提醒他们。
And so it is right at this point that Jesus needs to remind them.
解释圣经，应用圣经，不能够忘记这一个原则。
And when we try to explain the scriptures and apply, we have to use the same standards.
今天在基督教里面也有这一个非常严重的一个危机在里面。
Today in Christianity, we also face a similar crisis.
我们在这里提过。
We have mentioned this before.
叫做成功神学的危机。
And that is the danger of the success theology.
所以换句话说，我们今天信了主以后，好像我们一切都要是一帆风顺。
In other words, when we believe in the Lord, everything should be smooth sailing for us.
如果我们没有个正确的苦难观。
If we do not have a proper understanding of the value of suffering,
我们不可能有一个正确的世界观。
Then we cannot have a proper value system for the world.
如果我们没有一个正确的苦难观，
If we do not have a proper system for understanding suffering,
我们没有一个正确的解经原则，
Then we cannot truly interpret the scriptures.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们在神的面前需要一个火热的心。
Today in the midst of the Lord, we need a burning heart.
让我们把这个火热的心建造在神的话上面。
But let this burning heart be built on the word of the Lord.
我们不是把火热的心建造在圣经上。
We're not building the burning heart on the Bible.
我们要把火热的心建造在正确的、准确的解经的原则上。
We need to build the foundation of our burning heart on the proper interpretation of the scripture.
耶稣擘饼。
When Jesus broke bread,
他们就看见耶稣。
Their eyes were opened and recognized him.
这个地方不是讲圣餐。
This is not talking about Holy Communion.
很多时候人家看到这些圣经解释说，这就是圣餐。
Many read this and thought, oh, this is the Holy Communion.
因为那个时候教会还没有推动圣餐这个礼仪。
But during that time, they have not started the ritual of Holy Communion.
圣餐在几天前才设立，是设立给这些使徒们，所以这些门徒不知道。
When Jesus established the Last Supper, it was only with the apostles. These disciples did not know.
这个地方是一个普通的晚餐。
So this referred to just an ordinary dinner.
但是他们怎么认出耶稣呢？
But how did they recognize Jesus?
因为耶稣喧宾夺主，他们就认识耶稣了。
Because Jesus took the place, instead of being a guest, he became the host.
因为犹太人是谁来擘饼的呢？是主人擘饼。
Because it is the host who breaks the bread.
他们是强留耶稣下来，所以耶稣是客人。
Jesus was indeed playing the part of a guest right now.
只有你认识耶稣是主的时候，我们的眼睛才会真的亮起来。
But the bottom line is we will know Jesus as our Lord when we give him top place in our home.
保罗在异象里面看见马其顿人说 come and help us.
Paul saw in his vision the person from Macedonia coming to him and say come help us.
这是一个马其顿的呼声。
This is the Macedonian call.
弟兄姊妹，除非我们来到主的面前，让我们的眼睛明亮，我们看不到任何这一方面深入的需要。
But unless we see our Jesus as our Lord, our eyes will not be opened.
让我们有火热的心，让我们有明亮的眼。
Let us have a heart that is aflame and with eyes that are open.
他们有了以后，他们马上连夜就回到耶路撒冷去。
And these two immediately went back to Jerusalem.
求主也帮助我们有回头的机会。
May the Lord give us an opportunity to turn back.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹。欢迎你给我们来信，分享收听后的感想。也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。